I'm sure some of you saw a very unusual and I would describe as extraordinary story in the papers over the last couple of days about a nun in the USA called Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster. Now, Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster was an African-American nun who founded her own order of nuns. And she died 4 years ago and was buried on the grounds of the convent. But the nuns in the convent needed to move her body. I'm not 100% sure why, but they decided they needed to move her body and bury her elsewhere last week. And while they were exhuming her body, they discovered that despite the fact that she died 4 years ago and wasn't embalmed, her body was perfectly intact, showing no sign of decay, which is extremely unusual. And those of you who are of a Catholic persuasion will know that this can often result in that person being named as a saint. So what's going to happen now? Well, thousands and thousands of people have been flocking to this small rural town in Missouri over the last number of days to view the body of the late Sister Wilhelmina. I had a conversation earlier with journalist with the Irish Catholic, Ruan Jones, and I began by asking him, how significant is this discovery in Missouri?
Well, it's quite significant from a African-American context. I mean, the story is that Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster, she died in 2019. She's the founder of Benedictine Sisters of Mary, and they exhumed her body with the intention of just moving it from an outdoor grave into their chapel. And they were surprised when they opened the casket to find that actually her remains were entirely intact or incorrupt, as the church would call it. And, I mean, this raises the possibility that she could be a saint. Incorruptibility is one of these signs of sanctity, as they're called. And this would be particularly significant as she would be the first African-American woman to be found incorrupt, which obviously in the context of American Catholic history, American Christian history, would be particularly important. But I mean, for the locals as well, it's an incredible story. I mean, the local town that this occurred in, which is Gower in rural Missouri, has a population of just 1,500 people. And just over last weekend, they had 15,000 people come to visit the convent to see the body and to see the remains. So, I mean, you're talking 10 times their population suddenly descending on this tiny town.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. And what is there anything else about her life that would indicate that she was an incredibly special person or that she might be someone who could be considered for sainthood?
Well, it's very early days yet in that regard. I mean, she lives to the age of 95. She founded her own order, the Benedictine Sisters, back in 1995. And I mean, the Mother Abbess, who would be sort of the head of the community there, Mother Cecilia, has spoken about her great devotion and love of Christ and also love of prayer. I mean, she obviously took a religious vows and went into an order. But I mean, at this stage, the church would be very cagey about making any definite statements, and there'll be a big investigation goes into this, and the local bishop is already talking about potentially launching an investigation. So there's a long way to go yet, but I suppose the signs will be good in that there are more than 100 saints in the Catholic tradition who have been declared so because they were incorruptible or the bodies were found incorruptible. And some of these are remarkable stories. I mean, St. John of the Cross, who was found, his body was exhumed in 1591, I think. It's still described as being supple and sort of in full form. And then there was a Lebanese monk, St. Charbel, who was exhumed in 1898 from a mud grave. He was literally floating on mud, is how they described it. Again, his body was found to be incorruptible, and it sort of was one of the signs of sanctity. It certainly wasn't the only sign in his life, but for Catholics, they see the incorruptible body as giving witness to the truth of the resurrection of the body, and also as a sign of holiness that, you know, this person must have lived a life of grace for God to sort of, you know, intervened and held up the typical decay of a body.
Yeah, and I believe that the coffin she was in was a very basic coffin. It wasn't a special coffin that might have preserved her in any way. And I also believe she wasn't embalmed. So without being too graphic about the whole thing, after 4 years, you would imagine that all that would remain of her would be a skeleton.
Well, exactly. And I mean, the sisters, when they exhumed the body, were really just expecting to find bones, like, and they were quite surprised at the weight of the coffin when it was lifted up. And then when they opened it, I mean, the mother abbess described it in a very sort of charming and macabre fashion, that she thought she saw a whole foot, and she was like, no, that's not possible. But then they had a torch, it was a bit dark, she switched on the torch and looked again, and she said she literally cheered because she saw a complete foot. So this really came as a surprise to the sisters, and not only her body, the flowers that she'd been buried with, the rosary and crucifix she'd been buried with, all of these were still intact. And, I mean, the sisters now, I mean, they said, you know, you can't just Google what do you do with an incorrupt body, but they've tried to sort of preserve it. They put it in a glass case now. They put sort of a wax covering over it just to preserve it so that it can be examined and a proper investigation can be done.
And is there, Ruan, is there any... And I'm not, you know, in any way being dismissive of the possibility that she is a saint, but there's a lot of people listening who don't believe in God or don't believe in anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any possible scientific, logical explanation as to why her body wouldn't have decayed at all in 4 years?
There are, and I mean, this is one of the things that will have to be investigated. I mean, look, the sisters have said her body wasn't embalmed, and that will have to be investigated. There's also possibilities about, you know, the quality of the soil or the content of the soil that perhaps a, I mean, there's something called, I think it's a body soap or something like that, basically, that a sort of soapy texture can, or residue can form over a body and sort of preserve it as a natural preservative, and that could be a reason. So all these things will have to be investigated, and I mean, there will be a team, I'm sure, of morticians and scientists who will look at the body. I mean, this has been conducted on other bodies that the church would have sort of venerated down through the ages, some of whom have been found to be previously embalmed, some of which were sort of verified as having no sort of obvious artificial embalming process done.
Okay, so those tests will be carried out, I presume?
So those tests will be carried out as part of an investigation. I mean, the church is quite a rigorous process when it's sort of testing for sanctity, if you want to call it that. I mean, there used to be a position that the phrase we get, devil's advocate, that actually used to be a position within the canonization cause, where someone would come into a kind of Vatican court, effectively, and you'd have on one side someone proposing the saint, and the other side you'd have the devil's advocate, who would then actually be giving evidence as to why the person couldn't be a saint. And I mean, these could be scientific experts, they could be psychologists, you know, all these things.
Yeah, but in the meantime, people are still flocking to that little town in Missouri.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, as I said, over the weekend, there were 15,000 people came down to this tiny town. And I mean, I was reading some of the stories. People were driving 8-10 hours. I mean, there was one family that packed 6 kids in a car and drove down about 10 hours from Illinois. So, I mean, to Irish people, that's just sort of madness, like 3 hours is a long trip for us. So people are, you know, seeing it as the miracle of Missouri. And there's obviously a great local devotion has developed very quickly. People have come to see the body, to try and touch it, and to witness the potential miracle for themselves.
Yeah, it's absolutely extraordinary. It's a fascinating story. Well, Ruan, thank you so much for joining us on Talk About and filling us in on this. And no doubt we'll be hearing lots more about it in the weeks ahead.
Thank you, Deirdre.
That's Ruan Jones speaking to me earlier. Ruan is a journalist with the Irish Catholic, talking to me about the story of Sister Wilhelmina Lancaster. And in case you missed the start of it, really, really unusual, very strange story. Her body was exhumed to be moved elsewhere, to be moved into a chapel on the grounds of the convent that she helped to found back in the day. And when they were moving her, they found out her body, despite not being embalmed and despite being in a very standard, cheap coffin, was still perfectly intact after 4 years. Now, even if you're not a believer and you have no truck with that sort of stuff, how would you explain that? How do you explain that it would not deteriorate in any shape or form for 4 years? Well, it's a very, very unusual story indeed. And it also shows as well thousands and thousands of people flocking to that small village in Missouri. A lot of people sort of searching for something to cling on to, some meaning of life, some sign that there is an afterlife and a better world to come. It really is incredible scenes if you watch it on TV of all the people who are creating traffic jams trying to get to Missouri to see the remains of Sister Wilhelmina. Any thoughts on that, folks? Whether you're a practicing Catholic or a complete atheist and a complete cynic, we want to hear from you. We're on 083 300 3300. That's the number to